Penguin Random House Audio presents The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. This is the author, Lawrence Wright. This is for my family, Roberta, Caroline, Gordon, and Karen. Prologue. On St. Patrick's Day, Daniel Coleman, an agent in the New York office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation handling foreign intelligence cases, drove down to Tyson's Corner, Virginia, to report for a new posting. The sidewalks were still buried under gray banks of snow from the blizzard of 1996 a few weeks before. Coleman entered an undistinguished government office tower called the Gloucester Building and got off the elevator at the fifth floor. This was Alec Station. Other stations of the Central Intelligence Agency are located in the various countries that they cover. Alec was the first virtual station, situated only a few miles from the headquarters building in Langley. On an organizational chart, it was labeled Terrorist Financial Links, a subsection of the CIA's Counter-Terrorist Center, but in practice it was devoted to tracking the activities of a single man, Osama bin Laden, whose name had arisen as the master financier of terror. Coleman first heard of him in 1993 when a foreign source spoke about a Saudi prince who was supporting a cell of radical Islamists who were plotting to blow up New York landmarks, including the United Nations, the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, and even 26 Federal Plaza, the building where Coleman worked. Now, 3 years later, the Bureau had finally found time to send him to look over the intelligence.